Well, John Lederf, certain anniversaries make us feel old. There's one coming up that makes you feel rather aged.
Yeah, and it's not my son's birthday either. It's actually a wonderful anniversary. We're coming up on the 32nd annual Let's Bag Hunger Food Drive for Community Food Share. It's November 13th to 23rd, and you're probably used to it. You know, either you get a bag in the newspaper or you fill a bag at the grocery store and drop it off. It's a fundamentally important part of the food safety net. But I was actually the food editor at the Daily Camera 32 years ago. Now I'm tired. That's a lot of nibbles columns.
But you were thinking, how could we help with hunger in Boulder County?
And Community Food Share was a much smaller, more struggling organization. The need is still critical. Now there's more people that need it. But I'm glad it's still going.
Yeah, that's the good news. It's still going. The bad news is, yes, there still is hunger in Boulder County. Yeah.
There was a study done that children are 39% of the households that get food from Community Food Share, and to me, nothing is more important, you know, than just basic nutrition.
So you'll get the bag in your newspaper. If you get the newspaper, you can also take a bag on your way into grocery store, fill it up, and turn it in on your way out?
Right. And what I do is I walk directly to the canned aisle. I fill it with tuna fish and canned chicken and meat. And then I go to the peanut butter, and I get the biggest jars of peanut butter I can find. And I fill a bag, and I drop it off, and it's a good thing.
That's November 13th through the 23rd, the 32nd annual Let's Bag Hunger Food Drive. It benefits Community Food Share, and it benefits hungry families in Boulder County. So Farmer's Market, counting down the markets, just two left for the season, right?
Right. Take the money you're going to spend on vegetables in the next month. Go to the market. Get keepers, onions, garlic, squash, potatoes. Put them in a cool place. Eat them later.
And the best thing you tasted lately?
I went to Panaderia Sabora, Mexico. It's a bakery up on 28th Street in Glenwood, I think. Love that place. And they make great bolillo rolls. If you've ever had a torta, a Mexican sandwich with all the stuff inside, that's what they come on. And well, it's a nice change of pace for my usual fiber-centric toast.
Well, check out the Panaderia on 28th Street for those rolls. You can listen to archived radio nibbles at news.kgnu.org and pass along your Thanksgiving cooking nightmares to John at radionibbles@kgnu.org.
And we might read them on Thanksgiving morning on KGNU.
Here's Cacciatore Dore. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you.